Okay, gentlemen. So it's Mishenichnas Adar Marbe Mesimcha. We're on the verge of Adar Beis. Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow night. Purim is 2 weeks from tomorrow night is Purim, or it'll be the Megillah. The party will be 2 weeks from Thursday. So I figure for the next couple weeks we'll do Inyanei Purim because it's get into the Chag. There's a lot of Torah here. To teach. I wanted to start today on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, we are, I would say, a third down, okay? By Tos, right next to, right above, Taisus Chayavi Krisus. They were in these planets. Okay. So Omar Rava says, where's Rava Rosh Hashiva of Shiran?
From Pusita.
Mamash, genius. It's unbelievable. No. Good memory. That,
no,
yeah.
No, I'll be honest with you. It's all prepared me before the class. It said the first word is going to be, it's going to ask you which Yeshiva.
You have a good friend then. That's how you feel comfortable sitting next to me. Okay, good. So Omar Rava says, the Rosh Hashiva from Mubadisa. Mechayiv inish levesumei bepuria, that a person is obligated levesumei. Lechora levesumei means to drink on Purim. Ad dulo yada. How? What is this? This is not like a nice thing. It's an obligation. How great is the obligation? Ad dulo yada ben ar haman lebaruch Mordechai. You shouldn't know the difference. It's such a perhaps intoxication that you don't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Mordechai. Story. Rabba, who was a teacher of Rabba, he was his Rebbe. Rabba was the Shiva of Pumbedisa before Rava. Rabbi Zera, of course, was a sage who went back and forth from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and started off in Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabba, the Rabbi Zera of the Sudas Purim, Bahadi Hadadi. They were there together for Purim. If some, they drank, they got drunk. Kam Rabba got up, shochted Rabbi Zera. He pashat shechted Rabbi Zera. He shechted him. He killed him. Lamachar Baye Rachme. Right, the next day he woke up. He saw Rabbi Zera on the ground, dead. He davened hard. Boy, Rachmei v'echya, and he came back to life. Lashana, the next year, Omer Le. So he said to Rabbi Zera, Nasi Marvin, have it to his Purim. He would like to have Purim together. So Rabbi Zera said back to him, I'm not relying anymore on miracles. No problem with you. Okay? I want to start backwards. This whole story of Kam Rabba, Vishach de Lebezera, right? So it's pushed out an amazing story. He killed him. He murdered him. Right? The pashtus of the Gemara is that Rabba literally was so drunk. Because again, the myth is Adul Chara, the first at face value, that he got up and killed Rabbi Zera on Purim. So there is a Mahalach that learns that way. The other Mepharshim learn a little bit differently. The Maharsha, Shmuel Idols, so he says in the back, Kam Rabba Vishach to Rabbi Zera. Zach the Maharsha, Dabar Tavua, it's a Pella. Now you're talking about, you know, I watched Amachar video at the dinner this year. We saw Raka clapping Al Chait, right? You've seen people dancing. You see a lot of festivity. No one's shakti anybody here, right? I mean, I remember when I was in Yeshiva in Shara Torah, there was a wedding and some guys got drunk at the wedding and they were Lebedek. And the next day, Rav Kalman Epstein spoke, started Shir.
What's Lebedek?
Lebedek, you'll find out on Purim, but I'll translate it to you for now. Lebedek means very lively. Literally, Lebedek means lively, but we use it in the context of very lively, right?
Lavut.
Right, it's Lavut. Legamrei Hitlavut. Harbe Hitlavut. So the next day in Shir, he starts Shir. It's Shir in Yiddish, so I'll say it in English. So he says, I saw last night at the chasen at the wedding that some people think this is an Irish pub. Okay. He said, "If I ever see that again at a wedding, you're not gonna have another chance." That meant to get me out of yeshiva. But he said, "Bitzad Sheni," he was very happy to see people dancing so nicely at a wedding, and people were impressed with how you're dancing. But there's, but no, we're shachting. They were a little ruly. Shachting? Can't shach. So Dabar Tamua, that the learn the Gemara is simply that he shachted him. It's a pasha pella, right? And the Achrayim never bothered that to that. You can't learn it. So the Marashah, of course, was in the great commentaries. Tamur the Pushika Pashti. Vinira says, what's pshat shachting? She says, shacht is the Agbara Chamra. Rabbi Zera was drunk. And Kfilish, Rabbi made him drink more. Drink more, he was on him to drink more. So he's ad shechala. The Rabbi Zera kept drinking because Rabbi was pushing him, peer pressure. So the not told him obviously, he was going to die. Right? It was the pshat of the marshal is that Rabbi forced Rabbi Zera, kept forcing him to drink more. The Rabbi Zera thought he was going to die. But not the chanakte by loshin shachte the shtia sayayin. That's why shachte like. Like schita, he made him drink down his throat. Memale grodim shel tamech chamin yayin v'kamrei dehispalo alav shlo yabes b'chol yizeh. So he was so sick. You never see it. Now that we've seen, right? You see a guy who drinks a lot. He's dead on the floor. You walk by there. You say, look, he looks dead, right? So it says the Marsha, what happened is that Rabba kept making Rabbi Zera drink. Ad kedei kach, that he got so sick from his wine that he's sitting on the ground taken for dead. That's what the Gemara means. That he had to actually pray for him to get better. He was so sick. He was so hungover for the wine. He was so ill from the wine. But now that he literally took a sword and killed him, like, that cannot mean, right? But you see here, by the way, Ken Zayin, that Rabba, he held that Rabbi Zera should drink more. Just Rabbi Zera couldn't hold the wine, right? Ken's on that to Rabbi thought, Rabbi Zera, you gotta drink more. You're gonna be eight to the mitzvah. You gotta drink more. It wasn't Rabbi. Rabbi was not a yeshiva bacher egging on a guy. Come on, let's go leibedik. Right, what's leibedik mean?
Party hard.
Party hard, right? It wasn't like that. Now Rabbis, they came from. No, you have to drink a bissel meir. Rabbi said, no, you're not yaitze yet. He didn't fulfill the obligation. Rabbi Zera like literally died. he's on the ground. He's like next year you're too machmer for me. I cannot drink with you. That's what the Marsha understands. The Ben Yoyada. Who's the Ben Yoyada? The Ben Ishchai. He saved all the Sfardim in here. Right? Says the Ben Yoyada in the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai also says he says like the Mekubal. Of course, the Ben Ishchai was a great Mekubal. For those who don't know, he was famous for his Kabbalistic. Rabbi Avadi Yosef, actually, when he doesn't pass like the Ben Ishchai, because he felt the Ben Ishchai was too much into Kabbalah, he felt he left the Mahalach of the Beit Yosef for Kabbalah. So the Ben Yoyada says, "Hamamar azem miushav Yosef kimashu pirshuk mekubalim." The Kabbalah said, "Well, what is it? Is it a little shocked to besakin? He didn't kill him a sakin. Ela the Isak haTorah. The Torah was so great." We're learning the mitzvah simcha, niskabra, all of nefesh rabba, umashchom in a nefesh shalom. He literally killed him with his Torah. He overwhelmed him with Torah. That's a pshat apikol. I'll call upon him. It's hard to learn this literally, but we'll see later on, not now, that this story of Rabba and Rabbi Zera will make a big difference in the whole sugya of what the chiyuv is. Now. The lashon of this is a chiyuv, by the way, right? Mechay, Rava, and the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin like this. The question is, what's together, right? Rava says mechay. Mechay doesn't mean it's a nice thing. It doesn't mean you're praiseworthy. Mechay means you're obligated, okay? And we'll see soon the extent of this obligation. But what's the obligation? What is it? What's the language of the Gemara? What's the obligation? We're not going so far ahead for. What's the first obligation? Mechayev Inish? Luvisume. What does Luvisume mean? What's meant Luvisume? What Mechayev Inish Luvisume Puria? A person's obligated to be Mevusam on Purim. Mevusam, what does Mevusam literally mean? What's the word? Translate the word. Don't give me that.
Intoxicated.
Well, I don't read Art Scroll. This is why I don't look at Art Scroll, by the way, because you can't have a share with Art Scroll, because Art Scroll takes one approach. Not so, I'm serious, by the way. When your Helik Rav Shach was against Art Scroll for Bnei Torah, it's because you translate the word, right? You take one approach, right? So what is? But if you actually translate the sume, it doesn't mean intoxicated. What does it mean, literally? What's basa mean?
To enliven,
mivusam, like perfume, exactly. To mivusume leperia. The kolbo, which is a liquor to the Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim was of Ar Meluno, was a great Rishon that was quoted very often. The kolbo, when he says mivusume, he says it means to drink wine, drink yaser mergalo, more than you're used to. Shmuel, you drank today. Drank yesterday. Did you? You're being.
I had a visit to our.
Oh, you had Rabba.
President.
You had Rabba. Rabba came over to the house before. Did he kill you?
When in Scotland.
Preparing for the shiur. You're preparing for the shiur. Testy. I hear. So whatever your normal is, I'm probably should drink a little bit more than normal, right? For the Ruskies, you have a little more vodka. For the Scots, a little more scotch. For the Yankees, a little anything, and you'll be what you would say, right? Unless you vote for Trump, then you need to drink a lot, right? That's what they do in Mississippi. So, you always drink your goal. Whatever you do, it's a little more. The Korban Nisano, Nisano Vial, was an Achron, a commentary on the Rosh. So the Korban Nisano says, What's Levisume? It says the Korban Asano. So the back, it's Chesed on the Rosh. Hakavana Shemchuyav Lehetiv Lev Ayadei Shtias Yayin Harba. You drink a lot of wine. A lot of wine. Shtias Yayin Harba says the Korban Asano Levisume that they get us to drink a lot of wine. The Meiri also doesn't say to become intoxicated. Says the Meiri, Menachem Meiri from Provence, says the Meiri, listen to the language of the Meiri. Now, but the Meiri, for those, I would actually say, for those who are learning Gemara, want a clear Rishon to learn, you're not learning Be'in, the Meiri is always very clear. Right? It's Kedai, learning the Sugya, doing that for me. The Meiri has, He gives you the sugya very easily. You know, learn another Rishon, you have to be gonna do a little more in. The Meiri says as follows: Chayiv Adam, a person is obligated laharbes v'simcha biyom zeh, to increase your happiness on Purim. Uvachilo, uveshtiyo, eating and drinking. Actually, achzah shum davar, shouldn't be lacking anything. Imakol makom. Nevertheless, says Menachem Meiri in his base of Achira. And Anu Mitzavin Leshtaker. Not like an Art Scroll. We're not obligated to get drunk. And he learned, the Meiri brother learned Levisume. He didn't learn it as intoxicated. Not to get drunk. Ain Anu Mitzavin Leshtaker Lahafkas Atzmeinu. To lower ourselves, we take a Simcha. To lower ourselves. Shalom Nitzavnu Al Simcha Shaholus. There's no way. Not Rava, Nishtun Unzer Torah, says the Meiri, is going to obligate us to do foolishness, levity, Ela B'Simcha Shal Tana. It should be a joy of enjoyment, Shagia Metoicha, that it should lead to Ahavas Hashem, V'Haida'a Al Hanisim, and praising for all the miracles, says the Meiri. Ay, Umasha Amar Kan Ad Shalo Yoda. Aror, Haman le Baruch Mordechai. Actually, I'm going to skip this. I'm going to hold on this because I want to get to a little further. He says the beer is on this. I'm going to describe it later. It's he's talking about the time of Megillah. What do we see after we finish Megillah? Shai Shanes Yaakov Shal. Right. So the time of Megillah actually Taisvis also is quotes to Shabu. Look at the top Taisvis. When do people say that? By Megillah. right? So it's the aura, it's something you say about Megillah, nothing to do with the drinking. The Talmud of the Rishami says, and the Rishami also says, you also have to say, Korbono Zachatov. How do we end the Shoshana Yaakov? The Gam Korbono Zachatov. That's what we do with Megillah, nothing to do with drinking. That's what we're talking about. And he says, and by the way, the whole story of Rabba is Schita Shimachu, that you know, he pushed him, but not that it's literal. That's how the Meiri wants to come. Now, other Rishonim clearly say, and you can start right on the page with Rashi. Zakt Rashi, please. Where does Rashi say? Before Art Scroll. What does Rashi say? Ni perish v'ivasum nishtakru, intoxicated. You want to do this mitzvah? Shteitin Rashi, intoxicated. Go on the other side of the column. Rabbeinu Chananel, right? Gadol Gundoyle Harishayinim, early Harishayinim. What's Vashtein Rabbeinu Chananel? Bisima, perish. What does he say? Shikur. Look right above Amarava, in Rabbeinu Chananel. Amarava, right there, you see that? Besima, right in front of it, is what I say? Shikur. You gotta get intoxicated. Rashi says intoxicated. Rabbeinu Chananel says intoxicated. Now that they both say intoxicated, listen to the Lashon HaTor, Rabbeinu Yaakov and Asher, the son of the Rosh. Right? Listen to how the Tor says it. Right, says the Torah, mitzvah la harbis besudas purim. It's a mitzvah on purim to have a great suda. Add it on. Have some homentashim, some basar. Right, the Rambam says, by the way, purim is time of basar. My own hanhaga is I eat meat on holidays, and one of the holidays is purim. I have red meat. I don't even remember meat during the year. I eat chicken plenty, but I don't remember meat because purim doesn't need to be marbe included with basar. But says the Torah, v'tzarech shishtaker. You gotta get intoxicated. Ad shelo yadzab in arhama until you don't. Not like Megillah. No. He's learning the Gemara straight, like the Pashas the Gemara. You got it. Ad shelo yadzab arhama levarach Mordechai. Then he says that it's during the day, right? Everyone's gonna learn this is only this din suda is during the day, right? It's during the suda day. How? What does it mean? Ad shishtaker. And so the Bach on the side gives different levels of. But he says Yesh the Lefiani Estaitin Shishtaker. How drunk do you have to be? Says the Bach. Who's the Bach? Rabbi Yael Circus. Yeah, you take it personally. It's a Yael, right? Rabbi Yael Circus, the Rav of Krakow, Zok, the father-in-law of the Taz, says the Bach. You know what I mean? Shishtaker on Purim, the intoxication. Says the Bach. Kipshuto the Tzarech. Shishtaker harbet, because you can't know. It means you have to get so drunk, adol yoder klal, that you don't know at all. Ma chilik, what's the difference? Ben ar haman between the curse and haman baruch Mordechai. Shizeh hegia kar v'shechusa shalayif. It's not as drunk as Lot got when he slept with his daughters. That's how drunk you're talking about. You know what hishtakris? You know what the hishtakris, the intoxication has to be. Not to know Baruch Mordechai or Haman, you're talking about like Lot did. That means you're literally, you're gone. That's what the Bach learns. The Chiyuv. It's not. Yeah, you know, this we're not talking about here. It's not like the boys, your 15-year-old kid. It's very similar. The Bach is learning Gemara. The Bach is saying, you know what Rava says? Mechayim ish levesumi puri ad lo yada. Bach ad lo yada means ad lo yada. That's your obligation. Right, not for people looking for fun. It's a chiv on Purim according to the Bach to get drunk like Lot. That's the Torah's actually yishtaker. Rashi says yishtaker, drunk. The Rabbeinu Chananel says yishtaker, drunk, intoxicated. And Rabbi Art Scroll apparently says yishtaker, drunk. Right, not like the Kolbo who says drink more than usual. That's not drunk. More than usual. Right, means to take a little more, one more shot, another glass. For some people who don't drink the whole year, it's you take a half a cup, you're gone. You know, you're late to the mitzvah, right? The Korban Asano, you should drink more wine than you do. The Meiri, fiery, this is not about getting drunk, right? Meiri said very strongly that way. So you have two opinions. What Lubasumi means. Literally, two divergent opinions. Does it just mean drink a little bit more? Right? Or does it mean to get drunk? How drunk? Says the Bach. Drunk like a lot. Adala yada means adala yada mamish. The Machaber, and then we'll go into some of these shitas. The Machaber, Tof, Reish, Tzadi, hey. First in Sif Aleph, this is just important to know when we're supposed to drink. The Machaber says, Sus Purim is Asa Balayla. Lo Yatsu, the Suda Purim is during the day. Right? So 2 weeks from Thursday, not from Wednesday night, it's a show party, and when anyone has an obligation of a Suda. If you do it at night, you're not Yotzei Ydei Chov also. That's the first thing. In the night, you just need to eat and drink a little bit. Now, Chsif Beis, because we're going to see the pashtus, of course, is that you need a Suda to drink. The Chiyuv of Rava is connected to the Suda. In fact, the next Gemara gets into the Suda after Rava. So, I mean, the your obligation, it comes to in the Suda. And therefore, the Machaber says in Chsif Beis, Chayiv inish the besuri priya, adul yadavir ar harmer levarach mordechai. Now the Machaber doesn't say one word. Is it drunk like Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel in the Torah, or is it drinking more? This is Chayiv quotes the Gemara, but you see that the Ramah understands that the Machaber is talking about getting drunk. You know how you see that? Because the Ramah has to come say v'yesha umrim. It doesn't mean to get drunk, right? The Ramah. The Ramah understands that the Machaber is coming like the Tor, right? That's the part. Right? Why you can see that the way the Ramah is understanding that he thinks the Machaber is going like the Tor, that he drunk. So the Ramah says, "No, Yeshom de Yitzchak Yishtaka Kolkach. You don't have to drink, get so drunk. Ela Yishta Yoyser Milimuri. To drink more than you normal boat." And that's who is he quoting?
The Kolbo.
Then he says an extra Knech over here. V'yashan, or you can go to sleep. V'mitoich sheyashan, since you go to sleep, when you're sleeping because of your intoxication, you drink a little bit extra, take a nap, right? And when you're sleeping, you won't know the difference. Ben arham alevach morichai, that is calling the Mari Bruno, who is a very late Rishon. Okay? Then he says, v'echan amarbe, v'echan amamid, whether you do drink a lot or a little, the most important thing is Vilyovad Shechan Vosham. Your intent is to serve Hashem. That's the most important thing. That's the opinion of the Ramal. Okay. The Mishabur, of course, will stress that whatever you do, you better make sure not to forget benching and Tehillat Yadayim and davening Ma'ariv afterwards, otherwise you show that you really your intents weren't so good.
How can you get drunk and still do all of this chiyuv? You can get drunk and do benching.
So, we're not giving a share today on this. There's ways to do everything. Okay. Two opinions. So, a couple questions come out of this. Let's say Rizmani Sosa asked a couple good questions on this. He said, Bishlama, right? Bishlama, it's okay. According to the Kolbo and the Orchis Chaim Larosh, right? It makes sense that we know what is the Megillah, how do we end Megillah Esther? We have certain mitzvahs. What are the mitzvahs we learn from Megillah Esther at the end? The Megillah says explicitly, and we learn that in Halacha, they're actually mitzvahs derabanan, or even more than that, they're more than derabanan. The mitzvahs from the Megillah, it's mitzvah in Divrei Kabbalah. It's close to Dereis almost, right? So what are the mitzvahs we learn out at the end of Megillah Esther? Taras Levionim. Shalach Manas. One more. What? Megillah. Suda. What's the Lashon Megillah? Any Balkaris over here? Mishta ve Yimei. These are days of Yimei, Mishta ve Simcha. That's how the Gemara learns out. You have a Chi of Suda, right? There you did Yimei, Mishta ve Simcha. Fract the Yad Ephraim, your primary goal is, I can see that according to the Kolbo and according to the Korban Asan on those kind of opinions, or the Meiri, we're not getting intoxicated. But if you're going to go ahead and get intoxicated, you're going to go ahead and get drunk. How you miss your stomach? You know what happens when you're like loads? You're like an onus. You're so gone. You don't. It's not yemei mish. There's no simcha there. You're not getting can't drive. You have no seichel at that point. Right? That's not yemei mish. That's yemei mish the simcha. More than that, chakira. Is this mitzvah to get this chiyuv? Rava against learning a chiyuv. Chayiv inish the besumi v'pura. Is it a? Where's it coming from? Is it from a toich mishta v'shemcha? Is Rava saying? You know how you yoytze mishta v'shemcha? That mitzvah of mishta v'shemcha. Mishta v'shemcha. Mishta means what? Drink. To drink, right? It's the pasha of mishta. Is that mishta to be besume? Right? And maybe shikr, right? Or is it a new takana? Or is it a new takana? A zecher l'neis type varts. Right? So, is it a zecher l'neis or is it a new takana? Now, look at the Be'er Halacha. Keep that mishabur. Open that mishabur. Ready? Look at the Be'er Halacha says this. Berlocha is the first Berlocha when we just did tough race study. Hey, if anyone wants it, Amai Shtender is a chilek vav. So the Berlocha, the Chavetz Chaim says, Chayivinish, person is obligated to drink. The Im Toymar, right? And if you want to say, Hay Chayivu Chazal, how are sages obligated? Ma Shinizkar, Betoira Uvinivim. The Torah and the prophets, Mekama, Mekoimas, and certain the Musurks, look at Shichras, not drinking, but getting intoxicated. It's a Mekshal Gavol. It's a Minog in Ireland. It's not a Minog of Pnei Torah to get drunk, right? Intoxicated. Right? What are they going to Mechayivus? Obligated to get. And the Bach, by the way, again, you're getting. Bach is like gloat. To me, it's so drunk, right? Yesh Loimar. They should call Hanisim. There are those who hold, since all of the miracles of Purim are b'mei achashresh ha'ya ayyadei mishta, right? We're through mishta. And by the way, some of the rishayim v'achronim hold it's only wine, because it's clearly in the Megillah hold it's only wine. Others say you should have some wine, you can have other drinks, or it's wine's ideal. It's the main thing is to get intoxicated. But Pashas, it's only, it should be wine is the main thing, or the only thing. So, it says everything, when you learn the whole Megillah story, that has the Megillah story, they're all drunk, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And they call it Vashti, right? And the whole thing's flying around Mishtas, parties, drinking parties. He was killed into Vashti Ali Mishta about Esther, and Haman in his fall was Ali Mishta. Lechein, Chayavu Chachamim, are the sages obligated? The sages are obligated to get drunk, intoxicated, literally like Rashi, right? So you should remember the Nesa Gadol B'Shtiyas Hayayin, with Yayin, again he says, Mikol Makom says the El Yerabah, this is only a mitzvah of a little Akev. Okay? The Berach is calling El Yerabah. Who's El Yerabah? That's this morning, Rabbi Yehuda Shapiro of Prague. Eli Rabba doesn't say this. It's actually Abur Hadram, Rav Dov Abadram, the great Spanish tradition, says this, that according to Abadram, that the mitzvah of getting shikr is nothing to do with Mishnah Simcha, right? It has to do with Zeichel and Eis. There's a special obligation on Purim to remember the Purim story, to literally enact it, at that level, and actually the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, the Ravam Binyamin Shmuel Sofer, who was the Rosh Shiva of Pressburg after his father, Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer Al HaTorah, if you look, he has I think it's after Kisisa, or after Be'akal, he has on the Megillah, he has a Pirush on Megillah's Esther. I saw the other week, because I was looking this up in the Kriddle. So Ksav Sofer says, on the Megillah, exactly this, it's Zeichel and Eis. It says like Ksav Sofer, the whole mitzvah of Rovov. Chai Mishnah Mesuvah Bepura is not Mishnah Simcha. It's a separate mitzvah to of Zeichel Anais. Of literally of Zeichel Anais. And it's a Takana Shnia, and it's not Midin Simcha. It's Zeicher L'Neis. That's how both the Avad Ram, the Rabbah, the Mishabir Halacha, which Chavetz Chaim is quoting, and the Ksav Sofer learn. According to them, it's not connected to the mitzvah, which the Megillah brings down a Mishnah Simcha. It's a separate Takana, it's a new thing. The Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, Megiddo Rishon, it's clear that it's not that way. Because if you look at the Ran, in the back, he's on the riff. The Ran's on the riff. On Dapi Arif, Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Ran as follows. One second, I gotta find this again. So on the oh, here we go. That's Ella Mikra Megillah. Okay. You see Ella Mikra Megillah, Ron? So he says, let's go about three lines down. So also, go 2 lines actually. Also, Behesped Vatana, so Simcha Mishta and Apik. The Mir Gwar Simcha Lavisha, also Behesped. Simcha, you can't eulogize on Purim. Mishta, Shmelavisha, also Vatana, you can't fast on Purim. Behind you, Iker Chayuva. What does he say? What's Ron say next? Suda Yisera, that the main thing is a Suda Yisera. And where do you learn this from? Mechayev Inish to Besuda Puryo. You see, the Ran connects Mechayev Inish to Besuda Puryo to the Suda. Right? It's clear from the Ran that there's a Chiyuva Suda Yisera because of Mechayev Inish to Besuda Puryo. Right? There's a Din Mishra Simcha. If it's a Din Mishra the Simcha, it's a Din Nevi'im. Right? And that din neviim comes in the suda itself. So you see clearly the Ran argues on the Avadram, and the Ksav Sofer. Also, according to the Ran, it's lechayra if it's mishta v'simcha. So you probably it's that. The mishta, the simcha is that you drink more than extra, right? If it's a din mishta, simcha you could say he holds you drink more than extra. According to the El Yarabah, the Avadra, the Ksav Sofer, right? L'chayra means shichras, right? The Emek Bracha, was a student of the Briskarov. He's a student of Briskarov. So Emek Bracha quotes a famous Rebbe Sol Salanter. I'm very sure about it. Sol Salanter and Purim. Rebbe Sol Salanter held. So Emek Bracha is coming to answer how, according to Rashi, how according to Rebbe Chanano, how according to the Torah, you can be Yotzei Mishta V'Simcha, right? If you learn it like the El Yarabah, so it's not coming from Mishnah Simcha, by the way, right? It's a separate halacha to get drunk. It's a separate, is that clear, by the way? It's a separate halacha. But even so, you still have an obligation on Mishnah V'Simcha, right? You still, it means, it may be a separate halacha, but you still have an obligation on Mishnah V'Simcha. So the Emek Bracha quotes Sosalanta says the drinking itself, right? The drinking itself is the Mishnah V'Simcha. It says, when, so until that process, you are involved in the Mishnah V'Simcha. So it's not a stira. It's not a stira to that. But one major difference that comes out right now between the two opinions is that A, according to the opinions that of according to the opinions of the El Yoraba and the Ksav Sefer, which is they're holding it Zeichonis. You gotta be on Purim, you gotta be like the Purim story. You gotta get drunk. Now of course the Bali Musa, the Chassidim all are now connecting to Hashem, and that's all true. Okay? Before you get to the Hashkafa, you get to the halacha, and the halacha, according to them, is to get really, really drunk. They're learning it as not a din in Mishnah V'Simcha, but it's a din in a separate takana. If that's the case, right? So l'chora, you don't need to be in the suda. The Ron's learning in the suda because he didn't learn to din Mishnah V'Simcha. According to the other opinion, right? L'chora, perhaps it's possible to say that you don't have to be in the suda, which means that. Even you still have a chiyuv suda, right? You still have a chiyuv suda, but the question would be: let's say what I do often is I'll wash. I want to daven mincha first. Got to daven mincha first. I should have to daven before I start drinking. Got to daven mincha. I'll wash before the suda here because I don't want to wait so late to start drinking. So I'll wash early, and I'll drink, right? But let's say I didn't want to wash. Let's say I want to start drinking in my house. I want to open up a Maral on Purim, open up Megillas Esther, open up a Maseches Megillah, pop open a good bottle of wine. Mitzvah Adeliyah, it's a mitzvah in a Torah. Could I do it out of the Suda? According to the Ron, right, it's a din in the Suda itself. Right? According to the Lechur, someone say Rashi, it isn't in the Suda, but according certainly to the El Yoraba and the Ksav Sefer, it's Zeichonis, it's not in the Suda, it's a separate halacha. Therefore, if I want to start drinking before the Suda, I'm being Yaitse Mechai Vishnu Suda Puria, because it's not that din. Another nafkamin is to the extent how important it is, right? According to, if it's din Mishnah Simcha, which is din the Suda, it's a chiyuv mamish. According to the way the El Yoraba says it, is that getting shikr, right? Shikr is it's only the ideal mitzvah. It's only ikuva. You could still be yotzei mechayev inish just by drinking more, just by drinking on Purim. But you don't have to literally get intoxicated, perhaps, in that opinion. Yeah, judgment first.
Maybe it could mean that instead of drinking earlier in the day, on the day of Purim, that you drink the night before after the Megillah reading, go home after the Megillah reading, after you've already davened, and get yourself drunk. And that would solve the problem of the Sharon raised about how you're going to do all this other stuff, because you got that obligation out of the way the night before. And then the following day, in the daytime, you do the
You could do both. Yeah. You could do both, Judge. Trust me, there are plenty of shiurim. So it doesn't mean that, because what's clear is that the din. What's clear is the Machzor Vitri, who's a student of Rashi, brings out how they drink at night during the day. There is that you need to drink at night, but it doesn't take the place of the day. Even if it's for sure din in the Suda to drink, like the Ram says, we'll see the Ram very shortly. Ram also holds it's a din in the Suda. But even if you want to say it's not in the Suda, the Iker halacha, both in Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara, it's clearly talking about the daytime. You have a question, Joel?
No, same question, actually.
Okay. So, the Rondo continues. And he brings a shita, which throws everything on his head. Look at the Ron. Now we're going to jump down. Look at the Ron. 1, 2, 3 lines from the bottom. The cost of Rabbeinu Ephraim. You got that? Oh, go to Mechai Vinish. Go 4 lines up. Got it? Another Ron. The Gemara says that Mordechai Arura Hamar. Brucha Esra Zeresh, the Gamza Kabrazakalatov, Mikhaev Msume. So the Ron says that the halacha is like the Bach. You gotta get so drunk, so intoxicated, you literally don't tell me pshatim, you know, whatever. He means you can't know the difference between Haman and Mordechai. My comrade, you know what you're saying. Because of Rabbeinu Ephraim, says Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? Zal Mahu Ivda, from the whole story of Rabba and Rabbi Zera, Kam Rabba Vishakti Rabbi Zera, can he eat the Gemara? Idchel Lameiro, the Gemara brings the story of Rabba Rabbi Zera, you know, brings it down, right? It means to come and take away the story of Rava. Velo Shaper Dami Lamavir Haki, this is not the approach. You should not be doing this. You know why you should not do this, Mr. Rabbeinu Ephraim? Because you see what happens when you do this. Don't tell me stories about going there, that Rabba overwhelmed him with the Gemara. That is not the Pashas of the Gemara. He killed him, right? And the reason the Gemara brings this whole story down, it could bring, trust me, there are plenty of Purim stories the Gemara got wrote down. There's no question at the time of the Tanaim and Mora, there are many stories, there are skits, there are people drunk, they're excited. You know, I write this story down to tell you this, Lo Zu HaDerech. The Baal Ma'or also says this. Look at the Baal Ma'or on the bottom, right on the bottom. It's one line. Amar Rabba, Chayim Ish, Levesu Yipurio, Kotz Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Uvda Kam Rabba Shach Rabbi Zera. The Rabba came and Shach to Rabbi Zera. Lashana, Ta'anav, Idchil Amemad Rabba. We throw it away. It's obviously we don't pask in this way. You can't get chukker. You should not be getting drunk. The Meirai skipped it. He also quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim.
Who's Rabbeinu Ephraim?
Rabbeinu Ephraim. He was one of the Baal Tosfos from Germany. The Meiri also, he says, Kvar Pirshu Kam, he's calling the from Shemash, Hiska Achar Kam Rabba, and Shakta Bezer, Nidhu Ko Oisma Dvarim. Throw it out. There is no mitzvah here. So, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, this whole thing of Chai Vesh Vesuri Vipuria is thrown out. Now, the Shulchan Aruch clearly doesn't pass in that way, by the way. As does the Torah, doesn't pass in that way. But there are Rishayinim who hold that way. By the way, the Pri Chadash says, I don't like, I'll tell you what, I don't like it. I don't know why no one says this. But, you know, I'm a historian. I can't take this type of stuff. Who comes first, Rabba or Rava? Rava is after Rabba, right? Rabba is his Rebbe. I don't get it. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying a raya from his Rebbe not to do this, but Rava saw this. Rava knew about the story, and he still says the Chayav Inish to me. So to me, as a historian, I bothers me. The Pri Chalash has another raya. You see that? No, I can't. You see a lot, not like Rabbeinu Ephraim. Pri Chalash was not a Rishon. He was an Akron, an early Akron. Italy, the Aliyah. It's buried in Haraz Esim, right next to his Chaver and Bar Plug to the Ura Chaim HaKadosh. They're buried right next to each other on Haraz Esim. So the Pri Chadash says, how do you see that it was still applicable even afterwards? He invited him back the next year to have him take a drunk. How do you tell me that the Gemara is saying that you see this story that we don't pass like Rava? He invited him the next year, you see? And he didn't say, I'm not coming because there's no mitzvah. He said, I'm not coming because I'm relying on miracles. But you see, that Rabba still held those in mitzvah even the next year. And Rabbi Zera doesn't really argue on that. He says, I'm not doing this mitzvah with you. So because he doesn't like it. Well, but what about Rabbeinu Ephraim himself? If you learn that it's a special Zeichel and Ace, well, it's like the Abu Ram says, the Ksav Sofer, it's a separate thing. You know what? Nishka Ferlach, not such a big deal, because Rabbeinu Ephraim can say that. You go ahead and throw out this special Zeichel and Ace, it's just too dangerous. Too risky, people don't know how, can't handle the liquor, people get out of control. But if you learn it's Mishta V'Simcha, like the Ran and the Losi Sun the Rambam does, you can't, Rabbeinu Ephraim can't take away, that's a pasuk in the Megillah. If Chayav Ish Mesurim Purim is a din in Mishta V'Simcha, right, you cannot, how do you do, I mean, so many of those, including the Meiri, by the way, the Shiboli Halaket, who was a Rishon, and the Bach says clear that even Rabbeinu Ephraim, it has to be that what Rabbeinu Ephraim says is that the shikr, the besumi for shikr, that we see from Rabba, you can't do. But to drink more than you're used to, or really the Bach says, even Rabbeinu Bach will hold to get drunk like Lot, Bach says that even Rabbeinu Ephraim would say, should we drink enough that you can't stand in front of a king? Just that What's mevuto, what's no longer the case, is to get shikr literally. To get shikr like lotz. So that Rabbi Nachman thing after the story of Rabbah, we don't do anymore. Right? But to drink? You can't say not to drink. There's mishnah v'simcha. Mishnah means drink. The Megillah says that. No Tana is going to come against the Megillah. So imagine a Tana saying, no matatz lav yoinim. No shalach manas. What does that mean? If you learn it's mishnah v'simcha, you know, people are as afrum. I don't want to drink on Purim. I want to control myself. I don't want to do mashalach manas on Purim. Who are you? Who are you? You don't hear Megillah on Purim. It's the same. They're all there together. These are all chiyuvim and divrei Kabbalah. You don't drink on Purim. Don't eat. It's like nonsense to Megillah at some level. You gotta drink on Purim. You wanna know how much you have to drink? Okay, that could talk. To drink though, you gotta drink on Purim. It's not an option. It's a guy. It's a Gemara. More than it's a Gemara, it's Mishnah v'Simcha. According to many Achrayim, Rishayim. That's the passage actually. It's Mishnah v'Simcha. Now, but Ram, the Ksav Sofer, is a Chiddush. And again, that's a Chiddush where you talk about getting Shikr. Rashi doesn't have to say that. Rashi can be talking about in the Suda itself. That's how you learn Rabbi Ephraim. You cannot say in Rabbi Ephraim that you don't drink at all. You drink, you just don't drink to get intoxicated. Yeah.
Well, why do we need to say Mishnah Mitzvah is intoxication? Or why can't it just be feasting? Why can't it just be eating and drinking a lot in the festive sense?
That's how Rishon Mishnah are learning. Yeah, there's no, and that's how Rabbi Ephraim has to be learning as well. Like the Kobol said that way, the Korban Asana said that way, but you could say that, right? And that's why when you say Shikr like Rabbi Nochanano and the Tor and Rashi, so one of the kashas the Adar Farman asks is, well, how do you Mishnah Simcha? So that we said that the drinking itself is the in the process of Mishnah, or Yoytze with that, but the Yoytze with that. Now the Rambam, Maimonides, where did Rambam live? Out of curiosity. Where did he live?
Egypt.
Where in Egypt?
Cairo.
Alexandria.
Cairo.
Cairo. What's old Cairo called? Fastat. I want you to do well in Trivial Pursuit. You gotta know this stuff. Okay.
Cairo.
Okay. Says the Rambam. Says Maimonides. You ready? Ketzad Choyves Suda. I should do really well in Pursuit. I always get killed in entertainment, but the rest of the thing I do well in. Ketzad, right? Says the Rambam. Ketzad Choyves Suda. You wonder how you do your Suda on Purim? Listen to the Rambam. Rambam saying it's in the Suda right now. This is what I'm going to say. Ketzad Choyves Suda. Shiyachal Basar. First, you're going to eat beef. Purim. It's not a time for milkiks. No cheese crap luck. Right? You got to eat Basar on Purim. Like you have a Yom Tov. Basar. The Yisak and Suda. No, you're going to have a Gushmak meal. A real Suda. After Purim, you rejoice. You know, you won the lottery. Mega Millions. Right? Kafi Asher Tim Sayadai. According to your ability, you have a Gushmak Suda on Purim. You enjoy yourself on Purim. The Shaisa Yayin. Again, the Ramas was Lashon Yayin. Wine. That's, again, what most Achrim say should do on wine for that reason. Ad shishtak revir the mishichras, till you get drunk, you should fall asleep in your shichras. Well, the Ramah is like the Rambam, right? But the Rambam says, first of all, it's in the Suda, it's mishnah v'simcha. But then he says shikr, and he's the first one you see this in the Ran. It was more than drink more than normally, right? The Ran doesn't go like this. The Ran says this is a Suda. But he says drink one. Rambam has both. Suda? See, Rashi doesn't say either way. All Rashi says is shikr. The Rabbi Nochanan says shikr. So maybe the Suda, maybe not. You don't have a Raya, right? The Rambam says bader, both. Suda and shikr. And then he says a knaych, v'yirdoim b'shikras. And you should literally fall asleep in your drunkenness. Right, that's okay. A knaych. Now in the past, the Rambam, v'yirdoim. Why v'yirdoim? Like we saw earlier, the Mari Bruna explained it. That in the Ramah, that the yirdom is b'shechras because you, when you're sleeping, you won't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. That's, but Rambam says it's in the Suda and Shikr together. Okay, so that so according to the Rambam, by the way, it's not a special tikkun of Zeichel Neis. I mean, you could say it's a Zeichel Neis in the Suda, but the Rambam is talking in the Suda here. It's not. It means you have to have it in the Suda. So according to the Rambam, You wouldn't start drinking before the Suda. You're not going to make your Hagafen until you wash Machamaitzi. That's why I don't drink beforehand. I wait to make Hamaitzi. And if I want to drink before I eat, come to Mexico night this year at the shul, I'm going to wash in my house or in my office, drink, you know, and then I have in mind when I wash, I'm going to finish my meal in here and bench here. No problem. But the Ram holds the mitzvah of drinking is in the Suda. Like the Ram, but the Ram is a shikr. Right? The Ram says, you gotta be shikr. So Mishnah, Simcha, and Simcha, shikr. The Emek Bracha, when quoting Rabbi Sol Salanter, so Rabbi Sol Salanter, his explanation of this Rambam is very important. Says that Rabbi Sol Salanter, what the Rambam is telling us, the mitzvah on Purim is to drink. We have a chiyuv shtiyo on Purim, because the Rambam is coming in shtiyo, right? Mishtav Shimcha. What's the Rambam saying? Shikr? Listen to the language of Shikr. Listen, very slowly in the Ram. We're going to be in brisk right now, okay? Ready? Every word of the Ram is important. The Shaisa, you should drink. Yayin, wine. So ideally, you should drink wine. Ad, until. What? So there's a mitzvah that says there's a mitzvah to Shaisa Yayin. You gotta drink wine. On Purim, you gotta drink wine. Ad, shishtaker. Until you get drunk and yirdo b'shichos. Says there's a slaughter that the mitzvah on Purim is to drink and drink and drink. When are you putter from drinking? When it's ad lo yada. So how could that be? Either you fall asleep, like the Ram is bringing you down, or you don't fall asleep and you just have no idea. But until you get to that point, you're not putter. Your obligation is to keep drinking. All the Ram is telling you is that that's at the end of the mitzvah is to drink. It's not to get drunk. You want to know when you fulfilled your mitzvah? It's your shikr ad kedei kach. You don't know the difference between Mordechai and Haman, or you're sleeping and you don't know the difference between Mordechai and Haman. But until then, you have a chiyuv shtiyah on Purim. The chiyuv is to drink more and more and more wine on Purim. And it's not that we saw Solanto drink and drink and drink. He actually revolved and Ali Shor on Purim. He said he had I think Biruchom and one of them had tested him. They saw Solanto drink on Purim, but he never lost his to get drinking, you know. But according to this, there's enough kaminas. What if you'd fall asleep and you'd wake up and you're sober? You got to go back and drink. Because you have a chiyuv shtiyah on Purim, right? You would still be mechuyev on Purim to keep drinking. It's not for 5 minutes. It's a chiyuv on Purim, yeah.
Well, you could have fallen asleep, shik, and woken up sober. It's still Purim.
And it's still during the day. You should drink more, according to this.
Haven't you fulfilled the obligation already? Have you yotze yidei chavase?
No, but no. Now you're no longer in it. Some say that in this opinion, that I mean, you need to be now. In general, the Rosh Suda has to be during the day, and we do Purim. Many people have Purim Suda after Mincha because you need to daven. You've chivim before, you have a chiv of Matan Sevilah, you have a chiv of Shalach Manas, you have a chiv of Solon Torah on Purim, you have a chiv of daven Mincha. But once you're starting this, you should drink literally to the end of the day, because or until you're like, if you're, most people aren't falling asleep at a Suda, right? They're from Ox who go to sleep. They go to sleep. They're drinking. So you, the minute you start sobering up, while it's still the daytime, once it's nighttime, I stop. The minute it turns seis, shkio, I'm already, I don't drink anymore. You know, I'm done drinking. Cause
it's,
no.
So the Rambam says, until you...
I gotta be my room 9:30. I gotta be sober by my room.
So the Rambam says you stop drinking once you fall asleep.
Achishtaker, so you're drunk. I'm telling you the way Rasul Salanter says it. Rama says you gotta drink until you get drunk and you fall asleep in your drunkenness. But you're the Mishachros. Mishachros, that's what Rama says. Right? So it's like, so I just want to finish in the Ramah himself.
So the Rama is quoting the Rambam for
what is that? Did I just say Rambam? Oh, okay. So the Rama himself is a Pella because the Rama quotes both opinions. We just had two major opinions. Says the Rama one more time. The Machaber is Sassam. The Machaber says quotes the Gemara literally. Doesn't quote the Torah. Doesn't quote anything else. The Machaber says Chai Nesh B'Sumi Puria. Adol Yada Ben Arham and Levorach Mordechai. The Rama understands that the Machaber is like the Torah that means to get shikar. And therefore the Rama then says the Yesh Omrim the Insarch L'Shtakar Kolkach. He says El Yishta Yosin would like to use the Kolbo. But then the Rama says the Rambam, which is the quotes of Mari Bruno, which comes after, but it's the Rambam's opinion. The Yashem Yitoch Shiyashin in a Yodea Ben Ar Haman Levarach Mordechai. This is Echad Amar Revech Ramamitz, right? So which one is he whole like? He first brings down the Kolbo. The Kolbo is learning it as the mitzvah of the Besumi Perm is Yoyser Milimudo. The only what does Yashin have to do with anything? What does sleeping have to do with anything? Sleeping is if you're holding like shikr. Right? Sleeping is a kiyum of shichris. Right? You want to know how drunk you have to be? So, aj talot, either way, you can't know Baruch Mordechai and Aram Muhammad. So, if you take a nap, or if you're not going to fall asleep, I'm not falling asleep on Purim. I think I'm falling to take a nap in Purim. There are chasha people who do. The stipler did that, and many other chashuvim do that. They drink, they go to take a nap, and they woke up. Right? But if you do, you take a nap, or. So the Mefarshim explained the Rama clearly was coming closer to the Meiri. He didn't want people to go wild, right? He did Echamar Echamamit, so obviously he holds it wherever you... But the Rama's Deya was Mamana Shach. If you want to say you want to drink the Mishnah V'Simcha, right? Even the Kolbo. The Kolbo says Yosef Meher Goylo. The Kolbo is a Rishayim, right? The Korban Asana holds that way. The Meiri clearly was very strong that way. The mitzvah of the Besume is to freshen yourself up with a little bit more wine and have a good shot of wine. Get a little slightly high, slightly excited, not drunk, not intoxicated. I saw the Aruch. It's to give yourself hana, enjoy some wine, enjoy the moment, right? So you can rely on them. You're not gonna get shikr. And if you want to tell me to get shikr, well, the Rama says get shikr and take a nap. So what's clear is lachur the Rama didn't want people like going like the Bach, that ad shalom. But he brings down both opinions because he wants to cover both because they're both valid opinions in the Rishonim. Right, they're both important opinions. The Rama has to deal with Rashi. Rashi says shechras. The Rama has to deal with the fact that the Torah says shechras. Right, and even the Rambam says shechras. But at least the Rambam says you can take a nap. That's already a yoytze to fall asleep. At the end of the day, the Rama comes out and says ech ramam rech ramamit uvad shechav libo shemayim. That should really be all of our intentions, right? It's that the mitzvah, and it isn't a chiyuv. We all have to drink on Purim, but ultimately it's in a context. So even if you want to hold like the Bach, it's to get shikr to lo ad shelo yada mamish. That ad shelo yada mamish is it's as al manasseh. It's for the right reason. It's to connect to Hashem, to connect the mitzvahs. So as Mishnah Berurah himself says, you want to the litmus test is who will be who will daven mariv, who won't destroy things, who will learn Torah, who will be a kiddush Hashem. So I can tell you that in my youth, I was much more like the Kolbo. And as I got older, I got much more like the Bach. Not like the Bach, literally. And I think, I'll tell you why, when I was younger, I don't think I could have been like the Bach. When I got older, I realized I was a lot more, not for my friends, but for Hashem. So you gotta know yourself. They're both valid opinions, but no matter what, it's a chiv. Shkarech.
According to the Meiri,
the Meiri says like the Rebbeinu Ephraim. He says he brings him in a frying. I quoted him.
Yes,
he says he throws it out. The story comes to Upschlager.
Just not to do it. That's the reason. That
that's
the
Meir says. That's what Ben Ephraim says.
Okay, but again, so how does it turn? You said if he's coming back the next year,
he didn't learn that way. That Rabbi Zera didn't drink with him, and you see that the whole story itself shows you how dangerous this is. It's a Ben Ephraim learns.
So it's basically a warning sign. That's the whole reason.
Yeah, exactly. Got it.